Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international
call. Interface complete.
Wake yo. Punk ass up. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, you gotta wake up like that, you know, man. You over the cracky eye and shit. The motherfucker standing over top of you. Hey, wake your punk ass up. I'm like, bitch, what's wrong with you, man? You get the hell out of here. Get the fuck out of the room. Somebody gotta woke up with cold water and shit. You know what I mean? Bitch, walk up, throw some cold water. Get up, motherfucker. Pshaw, shit, you motherfucker, you. You know what I mean? I'm with you all that, you know? So it's going down, and the reason for me saying all that, this is Think Before You Act Thursday. Let me go ahead and beam somebody up in this mofo flip before we get off into it, and I'll tell you how we're going to do this here. All right, Texas, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out up in this motherfucker, Texas Pete, hot sauce, goddammit. Yeah, we won't eat that down here. We eat Louisiana, sorry, but shouts out to Texas Pete, hot sauce, you know what I'm saying? It's all right. It's all right. I don't even think Louisiana ain't
it's
hot
all
no more.
All right, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Louisiana ain't even hot no more, though. You know how back in the day when you used to be a kid, and you know what I'm saying, you used to see your mama using the damn collard green, hot sauce and putting it on the collard green. You're like, yeah, let me have some of that. And then you sprinkle over your shit, fuck your whole meal up, cause it's too hot for you to eat.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You little kid. Yeah, little kid, motherfucker, fuck your whole meal up, trying to be grown. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And get into what your mama eating and shit. Let me get some, all right. Go ahead, give him some. He'll be all right.
My uncle's handing my food. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. We gonna do it. Yeah, you want that? Motherfucker. Yeah, I want that. I scoop that little piece to the side. Goddamn, I don't want where your finger was at. You motherfucker.
You.
All
right. Could have been, you know. I don't know where he's at,
man,
you know.
Man, shit. I tell the motherfuckers that every day. I really be hesitant. You ever watch, you watch Monk before, right?
Yeah.
The little dude all I be feeling like that motherfucker, man. It ain't personal, but I don't be knowing where y'all motherfucking hands been. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Niggas on the streets, man, be doing some scandalous shit. And I had to think, like, damn, man, I be touching shit. You really, then you got to, you know, look back at one of the motherfucking Lysol commercials and shit. You know what I'm saying? With a little white boy coming in from, you know, playing and touch this or touch that. And then it shows his hand with all this shit on it. Which that's what it is.
Yeah.
All
them germs and stuff, yeah.
Damn, look like a bunch of shit on your hand. That's how I be feeling, man, you know. So. That's what this is, though. It's Think Before You Act Thursday, you know what I'm saying? And it basically goes, ever jumped on someone or something without thinking, you know what I'm saying, things through first. You know, you ever did something you regretted, you know what I'm saying, due to your thoughtless actions. You know, you ever wanted to tell someone they need to think more often, you know what I'm saying, than just doing what they feel comes naturally, like some people do. They just go on their first mind state, you know what I mean? They don't think about it. They don't think it through. You know, then this show will go.
I know people like that. They just say whatever,
yeah,
whatever. They don't care how you feel. Just say whatever they
want to
say. What they do.
Mm-hmm. See, so we're going to go in, find out how to probably let somebody know. You know what I'm saying? They are either overbearing, you know what I'm saying, or jump to conclusions too motherfucking quick. Bring your ass to get in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Too,
yeah. So all that applies to motherfuckers thinking before they act. You know what I'm saying? End up putting you into the whole goddamn, putting you into the whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole fuck up of it. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't do nothing wrong. You know, you been trying to keep them right, and they thinking, oh, you doing this, you doing that. I'm like, I'm trying to teach you right, but hey, you know.
or like my homeboy Michael Stoudemire. Shout out Stoudemire out there. Jayville, he down there. He say he was like, man, why is it? Cause I seen this on his Facebook little comment. He was like, why is it when you tell a person, you know what I'm saying, they're doing something wrong, they don't want to listen until they hear from another person, though. That you can tell them the same fucking thing. Bitch, don't jump off the motherfucking bridge because the goddamn it's going to kill you. Motherfuckers still get their ass up there anyways until Lula Bell or somebody or Joe Smoke come along. Hey, man, get your ass off that bridge, man, before you kill yourself. Oh, I will. Motherfucker, I'm supposed to be your homie, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess some people, I don't know.
You know, I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, I'm supposed to be your homie, though. You know what I'm saying? It could be a homie mission. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, dog, don't go to that chick house, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you're going to get fucked up going to the door. A lot of niggas done went up there, you know what I'm saying, trying to fuck with her, end up getting fucked up. Don't go up there, dog. He turn around and say, fuck it, you know what I'm saying, and still going up there and get fucked up.
Yeah, and then he talk calling you, man, you know what happened?
They call you, girl. When you ain't tell me, and the first thing they say is, why you ain't tell me? Fuck you mean, dog?
I didn't say you wasn't trying to listen.
Rerun your recorder back, you will see I had repeatedly motherfucking told you don't goddamn go over to the bitch house. Nah, you thinking with your head first instead of your head first. Thinking with your head first. It's all good, though, man. Think before you motherfucking act, people. And that's what it's all about today. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get fucked up in this world, got diseases and all this shit. But they didn't think before they motherfucking acted. It just went off of
I'm telling you,
first.
Man, how people get killed like that, man. Think before you act.
First mind state, like, fuck it. The first thought I'm coming to, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, well, the first thought tells you to motherfucking go over there and smack that dude in his motherfucking eye while he's sitting down, and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and do it, and you go over and punch that nigga in his face, and then that nigga stand up, and he 8'1" on your motherfucking ass and beat the shit out of you. Just thought before you act.
Then
you're
trying to call the police, man. He beat me, you know.
It's
too late for that. You did what you did. You started it.
This was back in the day, thinking before you act. This is thinking before you act. 4th of July motherfucking week, you know what I'm saying? 4th of July day, we out there shooting bottle rockets, me and my homeboy shooting bottle rockets in the air. Across the street, family, you know what I'm saying, celebrating their little 4th of July, getting drunk on the steps and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, now, let me put you in the pictures. All white folks on one side. You know what I'm saying? Two niggas and two white boys on the other side, out in the streets, shooting bottle rockets. My homeboy, you know what I'm saying? He shoot a bottle rocket, the bitch go inside, it shoot over to their roof, and pop on the roof, pop. All right, redneck ass motherfucker come off the damn porch, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this motherfucker was redder than a goddamn cherry. So yeah, he was a redneck. Motherfucker came out, and before anything, now he looked directly at me. Now, he seen my homeboy shoot the bottle rocket, the white boy. But he come over to the nigga. They're going to tell my son, you know what I'm saying? Why are you motherfuckers shooting that shit over at my house? You know what I'm saying? My homeboy who shot the bottle rocket. Yeah, the one who shot the bottle rocket. This motherfucker steps up. He tells him, oh, get your drunk ass. You know what I'm saying? He talking shit to him. We kids. But he talking shit to him. Why is this motherfucker still talking about, well, you keep talking shit, I'm going to punch this guy in the mouth. What the fuck do you mean you going to punch me in the mouth? You going to take your actions out on the black man because of what the little white boy is doing, because of his actions. So what am I doing? I'm turning around, man, shut the fuck up, Josh. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. This man ain't messing with you. We ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. Here it go. I turn around. Bam. This big motherfucking crocodile hit me in my motherfucking mouth. I done picked up a goddamn shovel, and I done went at the motherfucking dude with a shovel and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I go to hit the man with the motherfucking shovel. They call the police. Why is it when the police come out, and they see me with the shovel, the motherfucker sitting up here telling me I'm in the goddamn wrong? Now, I'm only motherfucking probably out what we were like. I don't know, like probably, I don't know, we like 13 at the time. It was like 13 at the time, you know what I'm saying? And sure enough, the motherfucking police come over there, ask what happened, Blase Squazi. Shit had nothing had to do with me. Ain't nothing had to do with me. Motherfucking cock gonna come right out of his mouth. Tell him, son, well, why do you have the shovel in your hand? I say, because the motherfucker came over here and he hit me in my face. You know what I'm saying? Not that the motherfucking police sitting up here talking about he finna press charges on a grown-ass 40-year-old man hitting a goddamn 13-year-old. Officer come out of his mouth, well, you should have picked up a less lighter weapon to engage him with. He hit me, physically hit me. But because I picked up a shovel to defend myself, it was some kind of law. I forgot what the fuck he told me at the time. But it wasn't equal some bullshit. Some fucking law he just threw up. My mom ended up coming out there. You know what I'm saying? Now, before my mama get out there, my homeboy, the white dude, he standing talking shit the whole time. Man, that's fucked up. No, he came over here and hit him. He did this. He did that. The fucking cracker gonna turn around and say, hey, man, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm gonna take your friend down to jail. I ain't saying shit. I'm just standing here like, what the fuck is going on? I'm not saying a motherfucking thing. Cops say, yeah, here you go. La, 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 la. Fuck it. Hey, you, get in the back. Like, what the fuck? I'm sitting in the back of the police car with the handcuffs on because of what another motherfucker said and another motherfucker's actions. Not that I did anything. I didn't shoot the bottle rocket. I didn't talk shit to the motherfucker. I just tried to defend myself after the fact. And then the motherfucking police come up. Yeah, these bitches actually took me to jail. Took me to jail. Took my ass to jail. To the little detention center and shit. Booked me on motherfucking illegal, improper use of some kind of object. Some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? End up having to go to court. And I forgot what the outcome. It was some fucked up outcome. All of this shit happened over another person's actions. Thinking before they motherfucking act. Think before you act, man. That's all I'm saying. Think before you act. I get
all
fucked
in trouble
up.
For that.
Yeah, I get fucked up. I ain't never even opening my mouth. Never talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Normally, I go down for talking shit. Not even talking shit. You know what I'm saying? And I end up getting the other end of the motherfucking stick. So, you know, that just kind of really fucked me up, man. Hey, shouts out to Cyanide, Heaven Angel. You know what I'm saying? Some of the best people up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Knowing a real big coming through, showing love. Appreciate that. You know? Yeah, I'm just trying to tell some of my friends, man. You know, y'all got to think before you act. And if you don't, you know what I'm saying?
No, they just do it. Oh, they don't think about the consequences. Then when the consequences come on, they're like, man, I couldn't have done it. It's too late for that. You know, I already did it.
Nah, man. And I've you know, me, everybody on personally done it. You know what I'm saying? It's sometimes you just, like the other night, I'm at the motherfucking club and shit. Pussy nigga came outside.
You have
like,
made
know.
Me very angry. Very angry indeed.
So I pulled the thing out on this motherfucking ass. He kept popping that motherfucking bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That one thing, I'm a felon, so I can't carry no pistols. But I'm going to carry a motherfucking razor. And when I pull that bitch out, your ass better not be in the vicinity of where that bitch is swinging at. That's all I can tell you. So the fuck nigga almost got his issue, you know what I'm saying? Because he wanted to sit up there and pop all that fuck shit at the mouth. And then when the nigga went on ahead and finna serve him his motherfucking issue, you know what I'm saying? He went, oh, you know what I'm saying? But see, with me not thinking, he's a little punk-ass motherfucker, though, you know what I'm saying? That always runs his little fuck box. So I'm finna end up fucking my career up, you know what I'm saying, and fucking everything that I'm working up and my money, all because this pussy motherfucker want to come over here and talk some temporary shit and not know that he finna get his ass fucked up because of the way he acted. But if I ain't thinking of it before I act, I'ma end up fucking the nigga up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a think before you act. You really got to think before you act. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? Really. You got to. It's hard. It's hard. People don't think that shit is womanly or manly. You know what I'm saying? But you the bigger person. You know what I'm saying? When you walk away. Not walking away to get stole on from behind. Now, don't be a stupid motherfucker and just turn your back on a bitch and fuck you, walk away and bow, get hit in the back of the head. No, nigga, fighting is a dirty game. Fighting is a motherfucking dirty game. Shit. Bitch will hit you in the back. That's why motherfuckers get shot in the back. Ain't nothing coward about that. Your stupid ass shouldn't have turned the fuck around. Yeah, hey, you shouldn't have turned the fuck around. You don't turn your back on the enemy. Shit. You just walk out that bitch backwards and swiftly, you know what I'm saying, watching all sides, and just get the hell up out of there. But standing around popping shit, you know what I'm saying, with 12 motherfuckers grilling you and telling they finna fuck you up, but you want to play hard and shit. All right. Play hard. Play pussy. What they say, play pussy and you get fucked.
Somebody.
Play pussy, you get fucked. All right, and I'm gonna put women on blast. You know what I'm saying? Because I got that shit on evidence out in front of the club. A motherfucker who getting her ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Because with her other friend run her whole punk ass motherfucking mouth and can't back it up. So the real fighter in the group steps up because she ain't finna motherfucking take nothing. And then she ends up, you know what I'm saying? You know, either the one going to jail or fucking the other chick up, you know what I'm saying? While your other little pussy ass friend still standing there, didn't help. You know what I'm saying? Didn't help in the fight, didn't do nothing. But she helped motherfucking get your ass into that situation, though. Because she didn't think before she acted. Or she wasn't thinking about you, you know what I'm saying? Went through her actions, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't thinking about you. She wasn't thinking about the after effect and what the fuck would happen. He's just thinking about that now. You know what I'm saying? But see, that'd be a problem too, of being a real fucking friend that always stands up for the weak friend.
Yeah, but see, what I said is, if you started, then you can forget. You know what I'm saying? If she started something with somebody, that's her fight.
Yeah, well, some motherfuckers, just like the pussy ass old man that came out and tried me at the club that I work at. You know what I'm saying? I work outside the club, pussy motherfucking owner. Come over and telling me that because I'm advertising for another club, like I'm throwing my 420 party next month, and it's at another club, it's at the Double Decker, another club. This punk bitch gonna come out and get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Old 75-year-old motherfucker stepping up in my face, telling me I can't motherfucking pass out my flyers and shit. Even though I'm on somebody else, I'm on a whole separate property, and I ain't on club property or nothing. But the way he stepped to me was like he was finna do something to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, bro. So I had to, you know, what I do though is I don't be rude. You know what I'm saying? I'm very professional about my. I professionally went and got my motherfucking camera and put that punk bitch on camera. And I told you, listen, first of all, you going on camera. So I put that bitch nigga on motherfucking camera. Then I explained to his ass the parameters of the private property that he was on. So if he talked any shit, and I did bust him in his motherfucking eye, and the police came out here, he couldn't do shit. So I had to point that out to him. But then when he got uppity and got into his old man rage, you know what I'm saying? Like he had lost his motherfucking mind. Well, then I had to put him in place. I had to put the check down on him. But then I didn't do that. I said, go get your family. Go get your sons. He got 3 sons that work in the club that call themselves running the club. I don't like now one of them. I want to fuck every one of them up. So I say go get your son. I'm not finna sit up and disrespect you as an old person because you would get your ass fucked up and tossed around this lot. And that wouldn't do no cool points for me. So fuck that. Go and get your sons and send your sons out here. If he would have thought before he acted, though, we would have motherfucking been able to work a deal out at the club to where I could have did 2 motherfucking parties in one night. I could have did a private party there. And then motherfucking did the same party at the other club. Or did a private party at the other club and then did the after party, brought everybody over to this old motherfucking club. But because of the way you motherfucking acted and didn't think before you motherfucking acted and just want a vigilante, I had to put the motherfucking smack down on him. His bitch ass motherfucking sons came outside all whiny and shit, about to get fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But tearing up and shit, don't come at me with no fucking tears in your eyes. You're going to get fucked up. I'm not a compassionate person when it comes to no dumb shit. You're just going to get fucked up.
And
no
it's
crying.
Hard to respect your elders, but it's hard to because I was always trying to
respond. Everybody and their mama came out like I had done pimp slapped this old man. I ain't put one finger on him. I raised my voice at him because he raised his voice at me, and he got out of pocket, so I put it back in pocket.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. He got out of pocket, so I put his ass back in the motherfucking pocket. You know what I'm saying? But you respect your motherfucking people, period. You ain't got nothing to do with age. Age is only a number. It's all about respect when it comes down to a person to person in action. A fucking 100-year-old man coming and telling me, fuck, you smell so good. Well, fuck you too, you old bastard. If you can't take it, goddamn it, don't dish it out if you can't fucking take it.
Exactly,
you know, that's
exactly.
It ain't no age to it. It ain't no age to it. I don't have no sympathy for that. Hell no, I ain't got no sympathy. I got no sympathy for the fucking old-ass white man that went and robbed them three goddamn banks talking about his motherfucking bills was overdue and shit. Bitch, I got bills every fucking day. Take your ass to the labor pool. I mean, it's other alternatives than going out there and just taking somebody's shit. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no motherfucking sense. So because you was hungry, instead of you going to a motherfucking restaurant and just asking them for something to eat, you're going to go to the motherfucker and just pull a knife out. Not even a pistol. You're going to pull a knife out with all these butcher knives around, talking about give me some free food. And wondering why these bitches done ran your dumb ass about the restaurant.
Yeah.
Think before you act. You know what I'm saying? You got to think before you act. Goofy Bone, you was up in the building, homie. San Jose, California is up in this.
Well, what's up, smell so good? Are you beating up senior citizens? What the fuck's going on, homeboy?
Yeah, man, it's on YouTube. I got to drop the YouTube link for that, you know. I got to drop the YouTube link for that, man.
On what thing?
No, I got that. I got the whole clip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got the whole clip. Matter of fact, hold on. Y'all ain't even got to worry about it. I'm finna bring y'all into some action.
Hey, smell it. Tell me what happened, man. This old man, he hit you up or what?
No, the old man, listen, the old man is the owner of the club that's next door. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in a private lot next door next to the barbecue man, underneath my tent, selling my tobacco and shit. You know what I'm saying? I just printed up some flyers for my 420 party, my private party. But I'm also doing my own open mic night every Tuesday night after that. You know what I'm saying? I got my own little permit tonight I'm doing. So without even flyers or anything out, I don't know how this fuck the information got to this dude. You know what I'm saying? In order for him to even say whatever. I don't know why he came and approached me like he did. You know what I'm saying? But he came out the next day. You know what I'm saying? He came out the next day after I printed my flyers up and going off. As soon as I get there and I'm setting up, he going off. Thomas said, you can't be out here. You can't be set up out here. And you definitely can't be out here advertising for another club. So I didn't say nothing to him on top. As soon as he went off and just started going off on me, I put his ass on hold. I said, hold, please. Put that motherfucker on hold. Went to my car. Pulled my camera out like I was reaching for a pistol. But I pulled my camera out on this motherfucking ass. I ain't going to do no violence against you. You know what I'm saying? I advised him that you were being recorded, and then I explained him, you know what I'm saying, why he was out of pocket. You a motherfucking out of pocket, homeboy. You was over on private property telling another motherfucker don't be doing his business. What I explained to him was, if 10 motherfuckers from different clubs come down here right now and start putting flyers on cars, are you going to step to them and say, hey, you can't be out here putting flyers on cars because I got a night going on here? Hell fucking no. The goddamn parking lot, that's public fucking property. They can do what the fuck they want to do. No, they ain't out there breaking into cars. They can come out there and put a million motherfucking flyers around that whole entire property. So for you to come over and tell me that I can't pass out my flyers, which I didn't even have printed up at the time to advertise my shit, that I can't advertise. No, that, you got out of pocket. So I didn't even confront him. I told him to go get his sons. I was very polite. I said, go get your puss-ass sons because I can fuck them up. I ain't got nothing to do with your old ass. Go and get your motherfucking sons. So, you know, but everybody want to, you know, none of his sons want to come out and motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, straighten it, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else want to come out and play goddamn AARP or one of these old folk-ass motherfucking Shriner Hospital-type advocates and shit, you know what I'm saying, instead of coming out and doing something about it. Send your motherfucking family out here and do something about it. So, they ain't want to do nothing. I don't believe in black-on-black crime. I don't believe in no-owning-on crime. But if you get out of pocket with anybody, you need to be expected to get your ass put back in the motherfucking pocket. Think before you act. This is think before you act Thursday, people. And you got to think before you act sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just don't go off. Like Goofy Bone, my homeboy Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? The other day, some little pussy-ass motherfucking wiener head, you know what I'm saying, tried to jack my homeboy for his shit. This is a think before you act action. Now, had you understood that bitches is gangsters in goddamn California, you just can't motherfucking pull no goddamn pussy-ass firearm out and think that a motherfucker's going to be scared of. Subsequently, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy went on ahead and got out in the car and then put the wham-bam on his motherfucking ass. Gassed him and everything else. Feel me?
Be honest with you, I think that motherfucker died because I haven't heard shit about him. You know what I mean? Like, there was a pool of blood, and there's still blood there. You know what I mean? And the motherfucker had the nerve to pull a gun out on me, acting like I'm going to sit down and just bow down. This is my motherfucking car right here. You know what I mean? This is my baby. This is my pride, possession, my trophy. And ain't no motherfucker in this world gonna take this motherfucker from me. And I know it ain't no Beamer, it ain't no Benz, it ain't no Range Rover. It's a motherfucking Charger on 22s. It's a fucking duck car, a bucket of bolts. But I give the fuck. It's my motherfucking ride. Ain't nobody gonna take my shit. And that little 12-year-old or motherfucker, it was a young ass kid. He had the nerve to try to motherfucking make himself a man. Yeah, he made himself a man in the motherfucking intensive care unit. You know what I mean? The ICU. Motherfuckers need to learn. You can't be pulling this shit and expect to get away with it. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Hey, let me interrupt real quick, because there's some nasty shit. I don't even know why the fuck.
I'm sorry. I just got out of I got God out of damn. Pocket, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I got I'm going to have to upload that song, man. That's a dude named Tappy Boney, dog. I got to let you hear that. You know what I'm saying? It's called Put Me in the Pocket. And after you hear it, you're going to be like, damn, that shit does. Yeah. That shit does hard. Now, and that's what it's called. You know what I'm saying? You know how bitches just get out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Get out of line. You know, you're getting out of pocket, man. I got to put your ass back in the pocket where you belong, man, because you're getting out of hand. This my Heavenly Angel put this website, put this little article up, where a schoolboy got 31 fingers and toes. A Chinese boy, yeah. 6-year-old boy has 15 fingers and 16 toes. And he's undergone surgery to remove his extra digits. The
unnamed. Why would you do that shit? That's a motherfucking God gift right there.
God's gift. Yeah, they don't understand that, man. They don't understand that. Said the child had 4 fingers on one hand and 3 on the other fused together. He now has 10 fingers and 10 toes following a 6.5-hour operation at a hospital in Shenyang, some shit, to remove the surplus 11 digits. Yeah, people, you gonna go ahead and find out that, man, your extra digits or extra whatever the fuck the Lord give you extra is for a motherfucking reason. Believe that. And then you got down, I bet you wouldn't cut off your 2 dicks if you got 2 big dicks. Bet you wouldn't chop the other one off. Yeah.
I don't know if it was tiny.
No, man, cut that little shit off, man. I ain't even. She only want to give me no head because she see the little dick and shit. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
All the ladies be like, oh, don't fuck with Goofy Bone. That's 1.5 right over there.
he gonna give you 1.5 nuts. Just when you think he's done, the little one,
Hold on, you ain't done yet, girl. We got the little one to go.
Oh, damn, that's fucked up. What a little baby gonna pop out that motherfucker? Damn. I mean, I agree. His hands look fucked up, though. I ain't gonna say nothing about his toes because his toes look straight. His feet look straight, but his hands, yeah, his hands fucked up. He do need operation. His 2 middle fingers, I know it's like, oh, what the hell? How many fingers you got? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, your hand's fucked up. Yeah, he needs some surgery. He got three fingers webbed together and shit.
I'm waiting for the chick to come out with three tits. That's all I'm waiting for, like on Total Recall.
On Total Recall. I'm marrying that bitch. You got all this milk and you ain't motherfucking sharing it? Shit, give me one of them titties, girl. The motherfucking baby be on one side, I'm on the other side, and hell, we got one that goddamn keep refreshing. You know what I'm saying? In case one titty getting low, you know, and you jump on the other one. Get your ass off, boy. Get on the other one. You got three. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Let's see here. What else we got? This is all coming from the bridge, people. All these little articles are coming via Heavenly Angel, who was on the
shout out
to
bridge. Heavenly Angel.
Yeah, man. And she dropped us another one that's related to the show. This is a Think Before You Act. Came across this quote, and it really made me think about my contribution to the world. By anonymous person. It says, the good you do today may quickly be forgotten, but the impact of what you do will never disappear. That's really a motherfucking Michael Jackson quote. You feel me? You can kill a fucking superstar. You know what I'm saying? But you can't kill the motherfucking efforts and the impact that motherfucker had upon this world.
Mm-hmm.
A motherfucker will never put down his Michael Jackson glove, jacket, shoes, hat, whatever the fuck they got. You know what I'm saying? In memory of him. You know,
yeah,
because you all
like,
take around the body.
Remember, Michael Jackson stopped wars when he died. What person in the world do you know that has stopped fighting to mourn?
Bruh. They had to kill that man. You understand? That man has the power of the Lord. That man is a walking God. If you have never wanted to know what a picture of Jesus was, look at Michael Jackson. And that was your picture of God right there walking upon this earth. That man could motherfucking walk into any fucking country in this entire planet and not motherfucking get fucked up, and everybody would put their goddamn guns down and chill the fuck out when that motherfucker say hee-hee.
Hee-hee. I'm talking about old-ass men like the one you yelled at crying when they see Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? It's like, damn. Really? Like you said, man, that man has had powers beyond powers.
Beyond powers. I mean, y'all don't even know that.
When you walk off a plane and have over 100,000 people there, that is power.
This is a realistic picture that you would see. A motherfucker would put their hands up and let motherfucking Michael Jackson walk across 100,000 people. Without ever touching the ground. It would form a wall and allow this man to walk over them. You feel me? That's a motherfucking power. People don't really understand the power what that motherfucker really possessed. That nigga was a god walking in his flesh upon this motherfucking planet. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Nah, yeah, he can turn motherfucking water into wine by the motherfucking, hey, Johnny, take this goddamn water back and bring me the best fucking wine on this planet. Huh? Goddamn right. He turned water into wine. That ain't saying he's some motherfucking David Copperfield. You see what I'm saying? And that's what motherfuckers get the misinterpretation, you know what I'm saying, of reading the Bible and stuff like that. They taking it so literally. You feel me? It's not that the Lord sit up there and just stuck his finger into the damn water and it turned to wine. You know what I'm saying? You could do the same goddamn thing. Tell that motherfucker to take that water back and bring me some motherfucking wine. Now, if I walked into the same restaurant, do you think I can do that? Bitch, this is a $1 million plate restaurant. I can't motherfucking do shit. I can't even come up and get a cup of water.
I could try. I mean, I'm good for my own. I have something.
Yeah, you can try it. You know what I'm saying? But the powers that motherfucker possessed, man, and stupid motherfuckers should have thought before they acted. You feel me? Because now you done killed this man, and really you just really made him a martyr. I mean, out of everything that y'all tried to do, you know what I'm saying? And then at the end, you know what I'm saying? Everybody and their mama want to come all out the woodworks with the Think Before You Act shit. You see what I'm saying? Little stupid ass father that killed himself, you know what I'm saying? Because of, you know, the lies that they told on the man, you know what I'm saying?
You should have thought before you acted. You should have thought before you sit up there and told your son to lie on this motherfucking great person. You know what I'm saying? In order to defame him and bring him down, or at least attempt to bring him down. This little passage is from Pam. It says, I have this bad habit of reacting from emotion. I say things without thinking of how it comes. It's coming out of my mouth. I usually have to explain myself and or apologize. How do I change that? Well, at least now I just say things. When I was young, I would do things without thinking first. And that's a key thing, too. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, just don't say it. They just go off and just fuck it. Just do it.
I saw Kay's ass, and I said, damn, what a big old huge booty.
Yeah.
And I said it to her face. You know what I mean? Baby girl.
We have all been there and done that. And then realized. Oops.
Hey, I'll call back, Smelly. I'll call back real quick.
All right. That's what time it is. Oops. She would like to go back in time and start over. Huh. People tell me they admire me. I've been through a lot of crap, self-induced, so I'm supposed to be proud of myself of something like that. But I'm not so sure. I just hope the positive impact I leave will outweigh the negative. And a key thing to it, too, man, is recognizing your rights and wrongs, man. We all got them. You know what I'm saying? It's rights and wrongs. And that's the old key thing to it, man. Let's get into a little music right here. You know what I'm saying? Live on the Starship Smelly Prize. And we're going to come back, get back into this Think Before You Act Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Rendition of the show. This is Shelly K. We're going to pump this thing up a little bit. Come on, dance with me, y'all. Live. This is Racket and Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. With your host, Captain Smell So Good, representing 813 Tampa Flow, we duh. And the whole Hillsborough County, man, got him on my motherfucking back. And you already know how we react.
Bye. motherfucking retards laughing. Scrawny little niggas, scrawny. Trying to step up to me. Step up, motherfucker. Bitch, get in the studio. Get in there. And quit recording off a boombox. Get in the fucking studio. And get off my jock. Get off. Go fuck that fat bitch. Damn the goofy bone. I didn't see a gun. Just a bitch near. Yapping his gums. With clothes so poor. Looking like a Goodwill. But you know the nigga. His name is Jay Wills. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. That should be hung in that cemetery. These niggas like you ain't worth a penny. Within the building and your bitch miss Piggy. Looking like some jokes. Looking like some clowns. Trying to diss me. But you only made me laugh now. It's fucking funny looking at you scrawny niggas. My slingshot'll kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers. You niggas all so phony, which would be the fast ride. Nigga, go get a job before you homicide. Keep trying, I don't think they get it. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny nappy head nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. Bitch, I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Get one more nigga, I gotta put in check. With my blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas also broke, I didn't see a gold. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. Get your bitch ass up out the closet. And step up to me like a real man. And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Claiming Milwaukee, a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak, just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts. But she stinks, smelling like cold nuts. With a dirty ass shirt she be wearing. And with that dog, bitch, who you scaring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mutton trick, you be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beat because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me, but they're crowning themselves a little wannabe. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody. Kid in Milwaukee, a very bad name. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E.
Yeah. Don't no, say no shit, love mama, my jail. If I'm locked up, don't fail. Rocked up, she won't fail. I keep her iced out, cook you bad with the coattail. Hey, we headed straight to the hotel. Bitch hit me on my tail, she like, oh well. Hey, now that's what I'm talking about. No stress, no hell. Mama, don't keep it still. Hey, and even though I got another bitch, little mama know she my main bitch. That means she get my name, bitch. Got a homegirl like, ain't that a bitch? Say, yeah, you know. That's the only damn reason that I name her.
Right there, that's Miss Kate Jones. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my own boy Puppet Master and Vision, you know what I'm saying? Vision Management out there holding it down. My dog Maurice. and everybody out there riding out with Record of Game Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Mr. John New, DJ Party Time. Of course, Eddie Baby Powder, Fresh Jake, and Goofy Bone for representing the Trilateral Commission. That's how we do it, state to state to state. And big ups to Miss Heavenly Angel, Side Nine, and everybody, you know what I'm saying, who enjoys coming through the show, man, because, you know, a motherfucker doing this shit for free. And I mean for free. But not totally free, you know what I'm saying, because, yeah, through this effort, man, you know, I'm already into my 1 year in radio, you know what I'm saying? I already know by next year some radio station going to have to take me offline, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking like, man, you just going to have to tone up your words a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You can't do the motherfuck fucks and ass and shits, but we can use your type of, you know, we can use your type of programming on our show. You'll usually have the PG-13 in a little bit, which I'd be inclined to do, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to still keep this motherfucking show right here so I can do my uncut, uncensored, you know what I'm saying? And the answer to the question out there, shouts out to Ms. Heavenly Angel for getting as weird as me, which I didn't think people could do, but she has actually found an article on three breasts. Yeah, why most of you motherfuckers wouldn't like, no, man, there ain't no such thing, yeah. She's done her research, people. And, yes, there are women that have three breasts. And it is called polymastia. P-O-L-Y-M-A-S-T-I-A. Polymastia. Look it up on Wikipedia. Or it's called an accessory breast. Chicken porn. There's a couple of pictures related to the article. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the freaky fucks are in porn. So if you see a picture in porn, you already know that that's a real picture. Yeah. The bitch ain't, nah, that's a real picture there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shouts out to that, though. Shouts out to the hot chick with three tits, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, would you, I don't know. If you pulled your motherfucking shirt off and them titties look that good, though, girl, we might have to work it out. We might have to work it out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Uh-oh. And just when you thought it got any shockinger, if that's a word, any more shockinger, yeah, Heavenly Angel does it again. Comes through. Yeah. Man with two penises. Yep, loses one. And, of course, they're not showing it. Where was it? Yeah, they don't show where it was. Now, see, that's the other thing, too. They show pictures of women's titties and put the whole woman out there. But when it comes to a man, you know, we can't show that. We can't show two penises. That's too controversial. Motherfucker. Shout out to the yellowhead pelicans and ducks in my motherfucking, in the back of my yard and shit. Yeah. Sometimes there are really too much of a good thing. Ang Quang. Why is all these motherfuckers Chinese people that's being born with, you know what I'm saying, two of this, four of this, and all this shit? The fuck is that about? Yeah. 23-year-old Chinese man was born with two penises. And after a few months of dating, his girlfriend began to find it a bit unappealing. Yeah, when we first started going out, she was amazed, Quang said. But in the end, she thought it was a bit creepy. I love that he was willing to undergo surgery to satisfy his girl, but I am the only one surprised that it took an ultimatum for him to want to get rid of the appendage. Ooh. Damn. What the fuck's wrong with four everything? Give me four dicks. I got four dicks, motherfucker. Four dicks. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Give me four dicks. Fucking right. I get AIDS in one, cut it off. I got three more to use. Yeah, I'm just fucking around. Yeah, they don't show it. man's penis freed from metal pipe with industrial grinder. Wow. Man, the whack his wiener off. Oh, they do have a picture of the dumbass man that took a picture that married his goddamn pillow and shit. Yeah. That is crazy. Shouts out to the fucked up computers out there, man. Keep knocking off my homegirl and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all good. Let's continue on, people. You know what I'm saying? Because in a few minutes, we got the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? 4 minutes to the nutty news. So we're going to go ahead and jump into one more song. And then coming back right after this, you already know what we about to do. Get loose. Get loose. Everybody else. Nutty news of the day. Coming back right after this. Think before you act Thursday. Think before you act, people. Just don't go out there and motherfucking fuck the fat girl just because, you know what I'm saying, you think she got a nice home. And don't go out there and fuck the little skinny nigga because you think he got a long dick. That's the nigga that might motherfucking give you something or come to your house and beat your ass. Shit, think before you act, motherfucker. Think before you act.
In life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions in life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney. We'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and
when everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Time for another new. Time for another news, y'all. Business time. Yeah, another news of the day is brought to you part by anothernews.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your weird, wild, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Of course. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy 813. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Killsborough County himself. You know what I'm saying? Captain Smell so good. Representing. And, yeah, shout out to Ant Dog for that Killsborough County type shit right there. And we're going to start it off in the backyard. Yeah. Even though I ain't never been to no Palm Bay. You know what I'm saying? But we in Palm Bay, Florida, where a man hoarded snakes and G.I. Joes. Yeah. A cleaning crew preparing a foreclosed home for possible resale stepped into a snake pit, discovering containers filled with more than 100 snakes, and not all of them dead. The homeowner, Barry Walter, 43, may have been a hoarder. Also found inside the home were extensive collection of comic books, Star Wars memorabilia, and G.I. Joes. Which all that shit was worth money, so I don't know why the fuck you left all that shit in the house. Right. Charlotte, North Carolina. Robbers hold up Taco Bell for fried apple pies. Man, come the fuck on, man. Three black males in a white vehicle pulled up at the drive-thru window. One of the people inside the vehicle pointed a handgun at the clerk and demanded food. The robbers were given fried apple pies, and they drove away. Okay, first of all, let me laugh at they motherfucking dumbasses. And then third of all, yeah, I mean, does anybody agree that these motherfuckers get an award? Yeah, I do. I do. I do. I do.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And we're back. Damn. I mean, come on. You motherfuckers going to fucking jail over a goddamn fried apple fucking pie. Now, that is some high shit. Motherfuckers on weed would do some stupid shit like that. I ain't gonna lie now. I wouldn't personally do it. But, you know. It's happened before. That's like the motherfuckers got robbed for their KFC and shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want no money. They took the KFC box and shit at gunpoint. Like, damn, nigga, is times really getting that hard? I mean, I bought McDonald's, still got 99, 59, 49 cents motherfucking hamburgers and cheeseburgers. You don't have 50 cents in your motherfucking pocket? God damn. All right. Washington, D.C., the TSA will inspect your monkey. Yeah, flying with a service monkey. What the fuck is a service monkey? Have no fear. The TSA has a set of easy-to-follow rules governing the passage of monkey helpers through airport checkpoints. Security officers have been trained to not touch the service monkey during the screening process because it is a known fact that monkeys bite. What the fuck is a service monkey? All right, hold on, y'all. We got to find out. I don't know what the fuck a service monkey is. Still stuck on the chick with three tits, though. She's a hot motherfucker, you know, man. Let's see. TSA service animals must be controlled by the handler through service. What the hell are they? Wow. Let's see. I didn't know they had this. If you can no longer take care of your monkey, we rehabilitate them and train them to be a service monkey or a pet. This is a company called, what the fuck are they called? Acme National Monkeys and Service Primates. They're out of Northeast Florida. USDA certified nationwide and worldwide services nonprofit organization. Yeah, wow, I didn't know that. They provide grooming services and service primates in your home and office. If you had trauma, stress, head injury, stroke, artium, sororis, back injury, you need to check out our Helping Heads Monkey. Non-human primates growing 3 pounds, little fingers working all the time, massaging head, temple, back, muscles, sinus, and more. Our expert pet finder and shelter service will help you identify and place the perfect pet for your home or family. We offer mobile grooming too. We come to you, just call for an appointment. Now, if a motherfucker did not have a goddamn good-ass job, you goddamn sure came up with the best fucking job. Yeah, Acme National Monkey and Motherfucking Service Primates will come visit you at your home or business for $25 per hour. Yeah, for enjoyment or sales with up to 4 working primates. USDA certified, dressed to entertain you or your friends. They will relieve stress, backaches, headaches, and help with any problems you may have. We will go anywhere as long as you pay gas. We don't look to sell the monkeys, but a visit with the monkeys will show how much service they can be. The service is guaranteed for business. We don't charge. We accept donations during the visit. Wow. You can check them out at 732 South U.S. Highway 17 in San Mateo, Florida, 32187. Or hit them up on the line, 386-328-9833. Might have to call them motherfuckers. Might want to talk to them, because that's some crazy shit. Service monkey. Never heard of that shit. Fuck it. Let's call them, people. Y'all want to call them? Let's see what the fuck a service monkey really is. Fuck it. We're going in, people. Let me switch up my music. Taking a brief interruption into the nutty music. All right, here we go, people. We're calling the calling to see what the fuck is a service monkey. Hold on, here we go.
Or the number has been disconnected.
What the hell is that? What kind of service is that, you monkeys? Oh, my bad. Bad joke, people. Bad joke. Hold on.
Thank you for choosing the cottage at the Wells Branch. Michael?
This is who?
The cottage is at Wells Branch.
Okay, I thought it was...
side nine. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Oh, all right. Clear the line. And, hey, Goofy Ball, man, post your link, man, if you got the show coming up next. You know, I'm saying, splashing on out there. And take it on over here to Salt Lake City, Utah, where a teen robber, what the fuck is all these damn robberies going on? Damn. Teen robbery asked clerk not to tell his mom. Yeah. The teen went into the store and approached the counter with several items. As the clerk rung them up, the teen tried to sneak behind him and hold a knife to his neck. The clerk spun around and knocked him to the floor. Stupid motherfucker. The teen then asked the clerk to not call the police and then added, "Don't tell my mom," before he fled. Stupid motherfucker. Damn, man, you're going to make me interrupt my music to give your punk ass an award. Punk ass motherfucker little kid. Yeah, you should have spit around and dropped, kicked his ass in the next week. He would have woke up and been like,
"God damn. You got to be stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off."
You stupid little motherfucker, you dumbass twerp. All right, let me give damn music back on, people. Sorry, the dumbness interrupts us sometimes, but we have to do what we have to do. This is Eric Moore in the background, people. Misunderstood because... yeah, we're Nutty News, and a lot of shit is misunderstood. Over in UK, where I always say, crazy shit happens every motherfucking day. Back-to-back madness. Pupils are traumatized by fake school shooting. Yeah, pupils at worstest. Almost spit on myself trying to say that fucked up name. Worstest. I feel like fucking Jim Carrey on goddamn, what the fuck is it, Me, Myself, Irene, when his mouth got all dried up and white and shit, and you know how his shit got all, y'all imagine that, that's how the fuck I feel right now, yeah, dry shit, dry, dried it up, 99-year-old woman's pussy, you know what I'm saying, now that's pretty dry, unless she's in the shower. Not bad. Pupils at Worcester Side, man, fuck it. Pupils out of school, goddammit, suffered panic attacks and were left crying with fear after a role play event in which one of their teachers was shot dead in the school playground. The children aged between 10 and 13 were left traumatized by the stunt, which was part of a science lesson at Black Minister Middle School in Evesham. They were not told it was a role play until 10 minutes after the event. God damn. We're finna shoot, not somebody. All right. Tune up that motherfucking Thursday going down on 186 Deuce Worldwide Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's Tune Up Thursday. Make sure y'all come through 2 p.m. to motherfucking 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and something else, Central Standard Time, something else Pacific, something else Mountain. Goddamn it, be there, shit. After this show, that's what you do. Stand in the UK, a blast after a cigarette sparks hair bleach. I mean, these headlines are so fucking crazy. A British hairdresser died after her cigarette ignited a leaking bottle of hydrogen peroxide bleach, which then blew up in her car as she drove along a quiet country lane. That sounds like a setup. Jenny Mitchell's grieving father, who probably killed her, Bob, urged hairdressers to show extreme caution when carrying the hydrogen peroxide, a powerful bleach used to lighten hair when mixed with ammonia. I ain't never heard no motherfucking peroxide being flammable and exploding, leaking out. What the fuck? Ain't no motherfucking way. Ain't no motherfucking way y'all telling me that dumb shit now. If y'all telling me that dumb shit and that bitch ain't murdered, and y'all expect me to believe that bullshit,
Y'all got life fucked up. Man, somebody killed that woman, man. A powerful bleach. This bleach ain't flammable. Anybody ever set bleach on fire? The fuck? Anybody ever set peroxide on fire? Man, what the fuck these motherfuckers? What the crack? What kind of crack they smoking on? Y'all hitting on the heavy bag. Y'all is really hitting on the heavy bag. Damn. Well, that's crazy as a motherfucker. Get this old Mo Blue in the background. Y'all need me. No Mo. Y'all crazy ass news. Yeah. Take us on to New York, man. Where 81, what is up with the goddamn old folk violence? Yesterday, I just read the motherfucking 99-year-old killed the 91-year-old, some shit like that, his 91-year-old wife. Now you got an 81-year-old shooting a 73-year-old in an elevator. What the you doing with a gun? An elderly woman, damn, is accused of shooting a neighbor in a Queens elevator. Yeah, 73-year-old Arietta Palmiera has a bullet wound on her forehead. Police arrested 81-year-old Maria Carter, on charges related to the shooting. Mrs. Palmiera was in the elevator bringing down recyclables when the door opened at the fourth floor. Carter said, "Move out of the way," and then shot her. Damn, those folks getting rowdy these days, boys. The fuck is going on? All right, y'all. A coffin was placed on Democrats' lawn. Yeah. A coffin was placed on a Missouri Democrats' lawn, another in a string of incidents against lawmakers after their vote on a health care overhaul. Representative Russ Carnahan, Democrat from Missouri, had a coffin placed near his home, a spokesman said, and the coffin was from a prayer vigil. Huh. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers gonna reap what you sow. Just trying to pass shit through, you know what I'm saying? Listen, the goddamn health care reform was so fucking big, it would take a couple of thousand people to read, you know what I'm saying, like 10 pages a piece, you know what I'm saying, and then put all their fucking information together to even understand what the fuck you stupid motherfuckers just pasted together and put a bunch of jumbled ass words together for. Man, motherfuck you and your health care form. Some goddamn overhaul, man. You overhauling America is what you're doing. You trying to fuck everybody over. Y'all see in the end, though, my recordings are final. We in Calhoun, where a man is arrested in women's bathroom at the motherfucking Walmart. Yeah. A Rome man, I guess a guy from Rome, was released on bond after being arrested for allegedly taking his clothes off in front of children in the women's restroom of Walmart in Calhoun. Norwood Smith Burns, 51, and here's his good old address, you can go and shit on his lawn, of 2 Leland Avenue. Yeah, that's in Calhoun. Rome was charged with public indecency, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespass. Burns has long criminal history for indecent exposure and is currently on probation for public indecency. And you stupid motherfuckers keep letting his ass out. Man, that's crazy, boy. That is motherfucking crazy. Let's make a quick call, y'all. Let's make a quick call.
Calvin, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Rush.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Rush. Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Hey, anybody got a birthday out there, man? Whose birthday is it? Stop having a goofy boy on that goddamn funny ass shit. This is Think Before You Act Thursdays, man. Going down real live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big, man. We're finishing this thing on up. We in Fairfield, Connecticut, where robbers call bank ahead so that money is ready. Oh, man, I know I got to get my award ready. Hold on, before I even read this. Hold on, people. Let me get the award ready because the headlines tell it all. Man, y'all niggas is on some crack nowadays. Fairfield, Connecticut. Police arrested 27-year-old Albert Bailey and an unidentified 16-year-old boy on robbery and threatening charges at a People's United Bank branch in Fairfield. Sergeant James Perez says the two Bridgeport residents showed up about 10 minutes after making the call and were met by police in the parking lot.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You done got your goddamn little brother involved in a motherfucking dumbass robbery. You motherfucking crackhead. You stupid motherfucker. Shut your mouth, boy. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good. You know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward with God.
Think before you act.
Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, yeah, tap a bitch.
But nigga Ashwood in the background with that boy toy. You know what I'm saying? Finish his thing on up. Wow. Shit gets too crazy. I ain't never heard no dumb shit like that, though. Tijuana, Mexico. Shouts out to Goofy Boy. Pow, pow. Oh. A man is held for 2 days at border over soup fixing. What? Yeah, a Nigerian man living in San Diego said Mexican authorities detained him at a border crossing and held him for 2 days after mistaking vegetables for drugs. A real crazy name, Okorakonuku. I don't know. Okoronkwo Umiham. There you go. 73 said he was detained at the San Isidro border crossing while attempting to take some dried vegetables, ingredients for a Nigerian soup called ugu, to his nephew in Tijuana. Damn. They ain't trying to have it. That look like that old good thing. You done dried up some of that thing. Nigga, they know what you're doing. Anyway, it's going over here to Milne Road, England. Yeah, we're way over here in England. Told y'all we'd be around the world. And I mean the world. Cat returns from the dead after 9 months. Yeah. I would not be around if that motherfucker came back. Yeah. A British family said they were shocked when their pet cat turned up alive 9 months after they thought it had been killed by a car. Angelo Petrillo, 39, of Milne Road, England, said he and his family buried a cat they believed to be Alfie, the ginger tom, after the feline wandered away and the corpse of an extremely similar animal was found on a nearby motorway in June. That motherfucker still with me, my motherfucking pet. Bitch, please. I got dogs now, motherfucker. Damn. Alright, I did report earlier via Miss Heavenly Angel that in China, the 6-year-old boy with his 15 fingers and toes has undergone surgery to have him removed. And the child has successfully went through surgery. And now has the regular digits. Huntsville, Texas. Supreme Court delays Texas execution with 1 hour left What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? See, this is taxpayers' motherfucking money at loss. The U.S. Supreme Court today stayed the execution of capital killer Henry Skinner 1 hour before he was to be put to death for the 1993 murders of his Pampa girlfriend and her two adult sons. The court halted the execution to allow time to consider and appeal this court's rejection of Skinner's civil rights claim that he is entitled to more DNA testing of bloody knives, material beneath the dead woman's fingernails, rape kit samples, and other items found at the murder scene. Even though all of them going to point back to this nasty, motherfucking, crazy, weird. I digress. That shit's some crazy shit, though. Let me go ahead and get some motherfucking, get some goofy bone. Yeah, because I ain't getting high because my damn blunts is in the motherfucking car. But I'm all right. Be all right. We in Arizona, people. Where a murderer is caught after 38 years on the run while they're letting other murderers out to continue to be on the run. After 38 years on the run, the man behind a murder on the High Line 60, on the High Line 60 years ago, has been apprehended. A private investigator tracked Frank Dryman to the Cactus Rose Wedding Chapel in Arizona City, Arizona, which Dryman was operating under the alias Victor Houston. Montana correction officials are now working to extradite the old ass man. I don't know why y'all think y'all gonna motherfucking commit shit and just get away with it. It all comes back around, people. It all comes back around. All right. In the UK, syphilis soars thanks to Facebook. Okay. Yeah, cases of syphilis has increased fourfold in Britain's Facebook capital as users meet up for unprotected sex. It was revealed yesterday. Figures released last month show that people in Sunderland, Durham, and Teesside were 25% more likely to log on regularly. And an NHS trust chief said Facebook and similar sites were to blame for a shocking rise in cases of potentially lethal syphilis in the region. Yeah. Y'all better motherfucking stop fucking around Facebook, man. And why do they make rubbers, people? I mean, do y'all not have rubber campaigns heavily? Matter of fact, why isn't Trojan Magnum and all the other companies heavily invested in Facebook, if that is the case then? If all these sex sites, you know what I'm saying, you go on, do you ever see a Trojan condom ad, a Magnum ad? You don't see no protection ads on none of these sex sites. Why is that? We're in China, where this is going to hurt your head because the picture is fucking me up, even about to read this shit. Video gamer survives being stabbed through the head. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Like that. That's like somebody say you get kicked in the balls and shit, and you know you feel it. I mean, it's like, oh, man, you feel that. Like, oh, my head hurts. An astonishing picture has emerged that shows a teenage boy with what appears to be a 10-inch knife embedded in his skull after a row over a computer game. Chinese media have reported that the boy was playing the online game Counter-Strike with his friends at an internet cafe when the attack occurred. Zio Wei, 16, of Mishazi Town, in northeast China's Jilin province, even walked to the second affiliated hospital of Jilin University with the help of his friends. Where the fuck was your friends at when a bitch pulled the knife out and stabbed your ass in the goddamn head? Y'all ain't put no karate on his ass? Damn, man, you don't know how to block knives? Little Bruce Lee motherfucker. Damn. Thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? For sparing that little young man's life, dude. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Mount Pelier, Vermont. 11-year-old girl is named Rotten Sneaker Champ. Smells like teen spirit to me. A connection, Connecticut 11-year-old girl's sweaty sneakers were named the smelliest shoes in the country during a national competition in Vermont. And I'm surprised that you motherfuckers even waste money on some shit like that. Poor fucking hygiene, and you are awarding money to that shit. Trinette Robinson, 11 years old, of Bristol, was awarded $2,500 cash and an all-expenses-paid New York vacation and other prizes at the 35th Annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in Mount Pelier. Man, please. You can win motherfucking money for stank shoes. Let me go ahead. I'm in the wrong goddamn country, man. I'm in the wrong state, that is. I need to go and take my ass to Connecticut. Every year on the year, I would be a winner. And I mean a winner. Damn. That's crazy. All right, y'all. Two more articles. We wrapping this thing on up. We getting the flip-flop flip up out of here. Playing some more jams. Right here on the Ruckin' the Gay Radio. If you have syphilis, do you get a questionnaire if you have syphilis? Question one, do you use Facebook? And fuck the Facebook old. I tell you what, that's coming from the bridge, people. Yeah, we're in Oregon, where internet rumor about OSU coach Craig Robinson is bogus. The latest rumor claims that Oregon State University basketball coach Craig Robinson, President Obama's brother-in-law, was on the brink of getting fired after the Beavers got off to a slow start, but was balled out when the U.S. government provided the university with $17 million in specially designated stimulus money. Dave Corrales said he's been getting emails from all over the country regarding the rumor. Damn. You got pulled like that? Fuck that. Go ahead and get it. Shit. All right. I got to get two more in here. We stand in Washington where Republican senators are refusing to work past 2 p.m. Yeah. Making good on Senator John McCain's threat to withhold all Republican cooperation from Democrats in the Senate and retribution for the majority party using reconciliation to pass health care reform, the GOP used the rule that states' committees can only meet when the chamber is in session with the unanimous consent of all members. That consent has almost never been withheld until now. Man, please. Fire all you motherfuckers! That's what I would do. I'll fire every single one of you motherfucking Republicans. I'll fire every single one of you motherfucking Democrats. And if your ass is over the motherfucking age of 35, bitch, you can't be a motherfucking governor. Fuck that. You need some fucking young, fresh blood in there, man. These old cronies out of here with these old goddamn 75 ancient-year-old fucking ideals and shit. Get some goddamn fresh blood up in there and see how your government motherfucking works then. That's my motherfucking option. Fuck everybody. Fire all they motherfucking asses. Start a whole new goddamn republic. The Young Party. Call it, bitch, the Young Party. Shit. Young Party. Young fucking Republicans and young goddamn Democrats. Get some fucking new ideals in there, man. Motherfuckers gonna have the nerve talking about they ain't working past 2 p.m. on taxpayers' time. Fuck you. Anyways. Still in Washington, D.C. Residents may be able... Oh, shit, I'm moving to Washington. Damn. Residents may be able to grow marijuana. Medical marijuana users in the district may not have to go to a clinic or a doctor's office to get their dose. They may be able to go into their backyard. D.C. Council is thinking of adding a provision to the new medical marijuana bill that would allow some users to grow plants for their own use. They likely be limited to two plants per home, which, bitch, I will only need one plant, and that motherfucker would be so big. That bitch would be so big. Shit. Man, still in Chicago, Illinois, Curious George is a Holocaust survivor. Yeah, you probably know Curious George, the beloved little monkey from children's literature, but you might not know that in a very real sense, he's a Holocaust survivor. Oh, I didn't fucking know that. New exhibit opening at the Illinois Holocaust Museum in Skokie tells a remarkable story of his creators. Artist H.A. Ray and his writer wife, Margaret, were living in Paris when the Nazis occupied France in 1940. And last but not least, icicles are killing Russians. Okay, why the fuck do we always be talking about the Russians? They always make the headlines. Y'all ain't never noticed that we've been talking about Russians lately. All right. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Some shit like that. All right, last but not least, y'all. St. Petersburg, Russia. Icicles are killing Russians. Walking along a St. Pete street, immersed in music, Milana Kostanova became the latest victim of falling icicles in ice blocks that have killed five people and injured 147 in the city following Russia's coldest winter in 30 years. Kostanova, 21 years old, has been in a coma since February when she was hit by the ice, which was being cleared from a rooftop. God damn. Ah, fuck it. Last one. Democrat lawmakers are receiving threats, so who the fuck cares? More than 10 lawmakers have complained they've received threats since the run-up to the House vote on a health insurance overhaul. You better motherfucking take them seriously. Getting all you punk motherfuckers out of here. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said a law enforcement officials are taking the allegations seriously. Federal law enforcement officials are investigating at least two possible threats directed at members of Congress and their families that Democrats suggest are related to their vote for health care reform. That will do your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your weird, wild, crazy news from around the world, and I mean the world. And I mean the world. Go to NuttyNewsToday.com. And like I always say, man, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. And that's what we do. 20 minutes left to the show, man. Like to say big ups to 186 Deuce Cyanide. Yeah. They got some nice hydro set up. They got lamps. At least you can die cool. Hell yeah. And then you know what kills me? Cyanide. Down here, they got these commercials talking about hydroponic. Grow your tomatoes and all that shit in your house now. Hydroponic vegetables. You feel me? Just grow it with just water and shit. So, I mean, a seed is a seed, right? So, if you put a goddamn tomato seed and that bitch blows into a goddamn whatever, if I put my other seed in that motherfucker, shouldn't I get something else hydroponically coming up out that motherfucker? Think about it, people. Think about it. But then they let all these hydroponic shops just motherfucking run wild and shit. Hey, I'm not a hater. I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. This is Think Before You Act Thursday, people. You know, think before you motherfucking act. That's all I'm saying.
take flight. Bring your friends, many of my friends, so we can be friends every weekend. Some more tears, I prefer a ribbon. This creep, baby, I know you fucking hear me. We in the club, get your hands up.
say so much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Just the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text. That's it.
I can see that she's ready.
So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing... Open! Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? This is your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Snelson. We're giving special shout out to my boy J. Cam, Young Dread. Give a special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spashes, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good will be doing big and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I hear you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jerk City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith. Big and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, holla at your boy, we out of here.
Yeah. Man, let me send a shout out to one of our international folks up in here, and that is Mr. Cyanide. You know, you be shocked when you actually be talking to people, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, that's what I love about this network, is that you talk to people, you know what I'm saying, in one universal language, man, you know what I'm saying, but they can be from anywhere around this motherfucking world, you know what I'm saying? We all come together on one accord. You know, yeah, well, it don't matter. Miss Heavenly Angel, you can always come and check out the archive and rerun the show back, hear your name over and over and over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And don't forget, on 186 Deuce, coming up next is Tune Up Thursdays, you know what I'm saying, live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And, yeah, shout out to Roarmon.
R-O-E-R-M-O-N-D, Roermond. And that's down in the Netherlands. Beautiful place, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to motherfucking get my ass down there. But it's all good. I'll be back, goddammit. Be back. That's over in Europe, people. Let's go ahead. Damn, this map go all the way down? Damn. That's all it done a bit. Next to, Dusseldorf. Where the hell was I at then? Let me see. Where's Ansbach on this motherfucker? Let's see if I can find me. Augsburg, Munchen, Salzburg. And, where the fuck was I at? Frankfurt. Yeah, I was down by Frankfurt. Okay. Let me find Würzburg. Where's Würzburg? Rotterdam, Amsburg. No. Jena, Gotha. Wolfsburg. No. Hanover. Bremen, Hamburg. No. Where the fuck is that? Where the fuck is it at? What the hell is, I don't see it on here. Damn, the closer you get in, the more motherfucking shit pop up. God damn. Shouts out to Google Maps. Damn. But it's, they get you down to the root of Tudor. How far can you fucking go to the street corner and shit? Damn, you can beam in all the way to the street. Ain't that a bit? God damn. Well, that's that Google Earth shit anyways. You know what I'm saying? You know y'all motherfuckers can be what? Yeah. Frankfurt am Main is close to Poland. Yeah, I was down by, I was like 2 hours away from Frankfurt. I was down in Ansbach, Karlsbad concern, in between Nuremberg and Würzburg. I was like about 45 minutes from Nuremberg and probably 30 minutes from Würzburg. Yeah, it's going down. Shouts out to Heavenly Angels, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, doing what we do each and every day right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, man. Doing this each and every day, Monday through Saturday. Last Saturday, we couldn't have the Scandalous Biatch Saturday because I had a death in the family. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. my old great aunt. Well, my mama's great aunt, but R.I.P. to you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we had to go pay our respects. And it's going now. So, Lord willing, everything's popping off. Yeah. Popping off is going now. 8-9 hours from here. Oh, okay. I'm telling you, I'm coming back, boy, because it's Legacy Deutsch in the Deutschland. Come over and get me some Pommes Fritz. Pommes Fritz and, zwei Pommes Fritz und, I want 2 French fries and, what the fuck else was it? Because they have barbecue over that motherfucker, y'all. Don't think Germany is motherfucking just, shit, that's the swine capital of the motherfucking world. This is a swine capital of the world, boy. They got their fry up any motherfucking thing. You talking about barbecue everything. You got barbecue pig bowls around that motherfucker if you want it. You know, there's some pork eating people over there, boy. There's slaughterhouses, every corner that you turn to, you know what I'm saying? It's a slaughterhouse, you know. But at the same time, it's a beautiful fucking country. So, you know, shouts out to the whole motherfucking whole Europe, man. You know what I'm saying? It's really untapped. It's left in its old school state, which makes it such a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this whole American trumped up version of everybody else's place in the world, and that's what the United States is. You know what I'm saying? It's just a mimic of every other country in the world. You know what I'm saying? They done took a little bit of ideas from everybody and then made this melted pot of bullshit. So, that's what we got. Welcome here. And 3 minutes left, you know, got to get up out of here, you know what I'm saying, do what we do. Get into the neighborhood, man, and bring some smiles on faces to you. Make one quick call before we get up out of here, though.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana?
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
That's real, man. I'm going to get on out here on a little slow note. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let my homeboy Kidrick, the million-dollar man, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and end this thing on out. With She's a Winner. And don't forget, April 20th is the official second annual 420 Piff Party. If you happen to be hanging around down here in Tampa, Flow E Does going down at the Double Decker. And hit me up for more info, 813-436-7106, if you want to purchase your VIP passes in advance. Because it's going down, man. Guaranteed, this is the hottest party in the Bay right here in Tampa, Florida. That's where I stayed. Trey Folk, you already know. Shouts out to all my international people out there. It's much love to you. Think before you act Thursday. Please, people, think before you act. Don't run out and just start doing crazy shit. You get you fucked up. That's real. Much love to everybody out there. Side Night, Heavenly Angel, 186 Deuce, Ishan. Nice problem. Oh, I can. I am George. I speak. Speak a little George. But you have some problems. Oh, okay. I take it to the coffee house then. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, much love to you, Heavenly Angel, Sign 9. You know what I'm saying? All my people's out there representing. Yeah. Legally. That's real. That's real.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Germany. Night, people. Y'all tomorrow, man. It's going down. I was supposed to be featured in the artist Friday, but fuck it. I'm going to figure something out. Peace.
Song, girl. Hope you got a spaceship so I can take you to my realm. I can make you moan, girl. When you say my name, I can take you high, shorty. We don't need a plane. I be on it prime, so I put that on the mob, though. M-O-B. When it's money in a convo. But she never cares. She wanna see me everywhere. Everywhere that I be, she hold me down, and I swear. I'ma hold her down, too. Please press the rosé. In the club, she popping bottles till she gets it like me. That's my wifey, yeah, that's my boo. I style change to religion, what it do is you.